All right, Dan, first things first, a lot has happened in a year. How different is this weekend this year as opposed to last year?
Well, are you talking about just for me?
Yes, you personally.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, first of all, I'm trying to get acclimated with the area. I'm trying to get acclimated with the coaches that I'm working with, the players that I'm trying to coach. And then on top of that, how we want things done around here as mm-hmm. far as it pertains to the draft. So, yeah, a lot different, but I feel good.
Yeah, in a lot of ways is it more exciting this year because you're more comfortable, or was it more exciting last year because everything was so new?
No, well, you know what? I would say it's equal.
Okay.
In different ways, and just what you said, because there's an element of, now that I'm comfortable, man, I feel really good about it. And last year it was like, hey, man, I'm so excited. You know, this is new. I'm the new guy. So it was good.
Your voice, though, in the room, or your voice in the process leading up to the war room, how has that changed in the last year?
Well, I would say this. My voice has gotten a little louder, and that's just from me. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, last year, like I say, I just kind of wanted to see where I fit and what kind of the structure is and the way things, you know, are handled around here. So this year, they're being more comfortable. I feel like, okay, if I have something to say, then I bring it up or I say it.
Mm-hmm. It seems, and it started, I think, a little bit with you and some of the other new guys last year, that this influx of new voices may have changed the dynamic a little bit. How would you say that, I guess, experiences from other places have helped the New Orleans Saints?
Well, there's something to continuity, okay? And they've had continuity here a long time, and they've won. Listen, you know, Coach Payton won a Super Bowl here, and then sometimes things happen. Guys go away. Guys move here, but when that does happen, okay, when you do get guys that are out, guys are in, guys are promoted, right? He becomes head coach here, blah, blah, blah. Then the influx of other coaches that come in, that you have different experiences of what you feel like works and what does not work. And so Coach was very interested in all of our input on, hey, you know, what do you think about this, or how did you guys do this, mm-hmm. and what do you think was good about it? And so it only helps.
Do you remember, I guess, something that was of real value at your last place that you wanted to make sure was said about perhaps how this process could be here?
Well, look, you're talking about the draft process?
Yeah, just the whole off-season analysis, the evaluation, and the process of building a roster, frankly. And I guess, like you said, they had continuity here for so long and a winning way of doing
right.
it. Sometimes you may come in and go, hey, by the way, and I'm sure Jeff Ireland is this way too, and the other new assistants, this is something we did over here that might actually translate well here.
Well, you know what? One of the things that we did that I thought was good around this time preparing for the draft mm-hmm. when I was at Miami was there was first of all, everybody had input, all right, which we do that here, and we have the whole offense in there no matter what group we're working on as far as running backs, tight ends. So the whole offensive staff's in there, which is awesome, all right? So you're all kind of part of it. You're all watching it. You're all involved. Now, you're not going to know probably what – I'm not going to know everything about the guy like CJ does about the receivers, but you're watching and you're listening and you're, you know. But one of the things we did there too was we'd start stacking players after we would, okay, here's this group of wide receivers. Now let's go back and here is an O lineman we've already graded. Here's a tight end we already graded. Here's a running back we already graded. Who do you want first?
Right.
And I love that. I think that's great. And it's kind of open dialogue, open dialect.
Yes.
What's
absolutely.
More important? What do we think we need? Who? What about this guy? What about this guy's background? And it's, man, it really opens up discussion and it's good for everything.
Was Michael Thomas a surprise to you last year? Not in that he was a really good football player, but the impact that he had, and can that be repeated again?
Well, I think, I would say Mike was a surprise in the fact that we felt like he became an impact player for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought we were drafting a guy who could be an impact player in time. That's at least me, all right? This is my opinion. I didn't think he would be as impactful as he was this early. And I just thought the guy really grew quickly, and he you know, he understood, he grasped it, and he plays so physical, makes plays, all those things. And so, look, that's the ultimate goal here, right?
Yeah.
We're trying to repeat on a Mike Thomas, man.
Everybody is.
That's what you're looking for in the draft, man. You're trying to hit on all these guys.
Mickey Loomis said, I want to be a home run hitter.
Yes, we all do.
Sure. Can I ask you about the position group that you spend the most time with, and that's tight ends. And the reason I bring it up is, you know, there's a projection that we could have one of the top 10, maybe even as many as three tight ends in the first round, according to a lot of mock drafts. Is this a good year for tight ends in the draft?
This is a great year
for
tight ends. All right. This is the deepest that this group has been since I've been a coach. And it's the deepest. I mean, you're talking to scouts, talking to Jeff. Listen, I don't remember the last time it was this deep when you talk to those guys. So there are some real, big skill players at this position in this draft that could potentially have an impact, you know, when you take these guys.
So even though a team might be set at that position, it would be hard to ignore this group.
Never say never. That's exactly right. This is a very good group.
All right, fair enough. All the best. Enjoy the week.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.